VIP line.
Hello, Jason Alisto.
Hey, guys, it's Gary Delabate.
Really? Just like that out of nowhere before the show starts? Oh, that's right, it's Gary Do you know what time it is? Is this really Gary Delabonte?
It's really Gary Delabonte. Somebody said to call between 2 and 3. Don't call at the top of the hour. Are you on live now?
I'm live now. You just started the show.
He went East Coast.
He's East Coast time?
Yeah. He's East Coast Gary.
And somebody told him East Coast time?
I said, what time should I call East Coast?
2 or 3.
Who said that?
Your producer, Michael Roberts.
Yeah, producer. But yeah, Stretch. So, Stretch, you're going to try and accuse Bubba Booey of being stupider than you.
Here, hold on. Okay.
I listened to Howard Stern for a long time. You are stupid, Gary, but you're not as stupid as my producer. You guys are fucking on fire out there. Do you ever
hit you in the fucking head with a 2x4 with nails in it?
Nobody ever did that. Does that mean that the story of this show has got to you as I hit people in the head with nails?
Well, no, because you know what Brian Cullen said. You were going to come on the show, and Brian Cullen had pitched me a bunch of different ideas.
Yeah.
And they were all ideas like that, like you know something about caning with bamboo shoots and something about putting stuff in your penis.
Oh, no, we're going to hit each other with kendo sticks, but no, we will hold each other up with kendo sticks, and then we squeal like a pig while we're punching each other in the stomach.
Well, the one that we liked the best was, it was some sort of boxing karaoke where you get punched in the face while you sing.
Yeah. And big dick karaoke where you're in the corner in the wall and somebody's got a massive dick, not a real one, a massive rubber dick as big as your head.
Right.
You fuck him in the head while they're singing karaoke.
All right, so wait a second. Here's my email.
Right.
I said, I am not, your producer said, I know you're crazy. Is there any chance you call Alice tomorrow while you're in L.A.? And I said, I'm not in L.A. tomorrow. I may have time during the day. Give me an EST time, meaning Eastern Standard Zone time.
Yeah.
And he said, awesome, ballpark, top hour, 2 p or 3 p, and he gave me the phone number.
Yeah.
So I just sent a note. I said, I'll call it 3 p, and he said, that's good. So I was basing it on Eastern time.
Because it says that. It's the question you asked. You've sealed the deal. You've sealed his fate. He is the dumbest person in the building.
Oh, I leave the producer alone. The producer takes too much shit.
Right. Well, buddy pig punches for the radio. That's what we'll do for him. It's going to work out. So you're all famous now, huh? I mean, I know you're famous. I mean, I listen to the show, dude. I love the Howard Stern.
You're on the show. You've been on the show.
I know. Thanks to you. You could have said, I don't like this guy, and said, no, he can't be on, right?
No, we find you very interesting. There's no doubt.
All right, I like being interesting to you guys because I feel like every time I go on there, all of a sudden I get a bunch of people that listen to me, and then eventually I'll get paid a lot of money, and then I can have a book as well.
You can probably have a book now.
People say that I can already, but I'm going to wait because I believe that I haven't plateaued yet.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you don't want to overexpose yourself.
That's right.
But my book is like not even. It's not even really like a show book. You know, it's not a book about the show.
It's a book about your entire life.
Yeah, it's not like I said, hey, so-and-so came in this day, picked his nose, and was a jackass to us, you know, or this is how we do what we do. It's more about, you know, sort of a crazy life I had growing up, which I'm assuming, did you have a normal childhood?
No.
Do you know anyone who has?
I think my guitarist in the band, Tully, he used to work here. I think he has a normal life.
Probably lying.
Right, yeah, well, he is a little creepy, so yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, so anyway, I talked about how that, I was talking in the book about how that got me ready to work on the show because I had a mom who suffered from depression and all that stuff. But
yeah,
the book's going good, man. I was in L.A. all last weekend.
No, you're mega. I see it. You know, I listen to the Stern Show all the time. I know Jillian Barbary, so I follow her on Twitter. So I see that you're at a book signing. You're hanging out with fucking Frank Sinatra's kids and shit.
And granddaughter, who's very cute, by the way.
Right? Is that creepy to say that Frank Sinatra's granddaughter is cute?
No, because she is.
Right? Would you bang her if you weren't married?
Yes.
Right. Wow. I don't feel like I wouldn't say that about Lisa Marie Presley.
Well, because you wouldn't bang her.
Well, I would.
You'd bang her if she were hotter.
But I wouldn't, Okay, yeah. But I wouldn't bang her because she's Elvis's daughter, because that's weird.
No, I'd bang her because of all of Elvis's money she has.
Right, you'd fuck her and then take her money.
All right, here's a great one. This is a conversation you have all the time. So there's some people in the world that if you had the chance to bang them, you would have to just to put them on your list, even though they're not that good looking.
Aretha Franklin.
Okay. Chelsea Clinton. Would you bang Chelsea Clinton?
Yeah.
Would you bang... I agree. You have to bang a president's daughter. Would you bang Amy Carter?
I don't know what she looks like, but yeah.
She's like practically albino. This President Carter's daughter.
I have no problem with white people. I really like... I would have sex with Aretha Franklin because I think... I look up to her, and I think she's... I mean, she's not attractive anymore at all, but I would totally do her because of what a legend she is.
Yeah, I think I'd skip Aretha more for the age factor than anything.
But that's why I use the age factor to try to find the real answer behind why you would have sex with them. Because if you have sex with someone who's ugly and 25, that doesn't even count. It's not that bad. But if they're 80 and humongously fat and ugly...
All right, Betty White. Would you fuck Betty White?
Yeah. But, you know, gently, because I don't want to kill her or anything. But, yeah, I would. She's a legend.
Don't break her hip.
Yeah, you got to do that. So, look, you got a book. It's called Bubba Booey, so it's easy to do that.
They call me Bubba Booey.
They call me Bubba Booey? Oh, because I don't want to be... Because you can't call you Bubba Booey, right?
Yeah. Like, if you walk into a bookstore and you go, you got the Bubba Booey book? He goes, which one?
Oh, really? There's a lot of books?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying. I'm sure if you say Bubba Booey, he'll know which book you want.
So anyway, you're doing this all the time. You just walk. I hear you. You're just constantly traveling, flying, and talking, and signing, and shaking hands.
I did. Last night was my 11th book signing of 18 book signings, and I'm doing like 18 book signings in, you know, probably like 37 days.
Look, man, I know you're famous, and I know you've been around the game for a long time, but I feel like the game's always been about Howard Stern, and then you guys. You're now it's all you all the time. Are you into it? Do you want more of this, or do you think that this is not what you want?
This is the God's honest truth about it, because Howard was breaking my balls the other day. He's like, it's enough promotion already. You know, stop promoting. He goes, I think Bubba Booey's loving the attention and everything. And sure, the attention's good, but quite honestly, it's exhausting.
Not.
For me, whenever I do this stuff, the way I look at it is, I wrote a book. I have one shot at it. I want it to be very successful.
It is.
Because you can't go back later and say, oh, if I'd have just done that, if I'd have just done this. So in order to sell books, you have to go out and do book signings and do a lot of press and do all that stuff. And it's less about the money. Because, you know, yeah, I got paid money up front, and then there's incentives along the way if you sell X amount of books.
Oh, okay.
But the incentives aren't so big.
Did you make them?
Don't get me, I think I can make two of them.
Right.
But the incentives aren't, like, the money isn't so astronomical that I'm, like, out of my mind to do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it, it's total ego. You know, I'd like to sell 100,000 books.
Yeah.
Just so I can say I wrote a successful book that's successful to me.
Hmm.
So that's why I'm doing it.
And is this the pinnacle of your career? Do you look at it like when you're signing autographs with hundreds of people as man, I'm not going to get any more famous than today?
I don't think of it that way. I just think, you know, I've signed autographs like that for people over the years, you know, depending.
But he's not, no one else is there. This is just you. Before, it's never, you haven't had another book, right?
For 20 years, I used to go out and do personal appearances, and they ranged from, you know, five people at a mattress store somewhere north of California to, you know, a couple of hundred people, depending on what was going on, if it's the right environment and everything. So I've done signings, I should say, before, you know, autograph signings.
But are these the biggest, though?
Absolutely.
Right, these are the big, because I would say still, even as people say, because it's not on normal radio, that it's off the radar, you're still way bigger than ever. The Howard Stern Show is massive, more than, this is the biggest day today, right?
Yeah, but again, you know, I jokingly say this, but I don't, I sort of have low self-esteem, so when I'm at those book
Everybody signings, does.
I'm sort of like, this is great, but I don't say, oh, this is all about me. I say, well, that's because, you know, this is great, people love the book and they like me, but, you know, they're here because of Howard. That's why they're here.
Yeah, but the book's not about Howard, right?
No, it's not, but there are people who get in the book who don't know what it's about, and they're just sort of like, well, we love Howard, so we love you, so we'll buy the book. And that's great, because that's the other thing, too. I went out of my way to write a book that I don't think disappoints people. I wouldn't want people... My biggest fear in this whole thing was that you write a book, you just throw... You know, I could have thrown any piece of shit together.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of the book. I really, really am.
So you feel like the people that buy the book, maybe because they love you and because they love Howard Stern, they're not going to get the book and be like, wow, I'm really happy I support the team, but what the fuck?
Exactly. Right. I don't want somebody to go, oh, what a piece of shit, I got ripped off. People who have read it seem to like it.
Right.
The people who have said negative stuff about it, I don't think have read it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't read books. I've only read one book in my entire life, so I'm not going to lie to you and say that I've read it or that I'm going to, because... I don't read books. I just punch shit. I'm going to wait till I can't walk properly before I start reading. I've got it all figured out.
You don't like any books at all?
No, I can't. I don't read too good. And I read one book one time, the life story of LT, the original one with the lightning bolt earring and how he smoked crack and then won the Super Bowl. For some weird reason, I just wanted to finish one book, and that happened to be the one. And I've tried two other times to read a book, and I couldn't get through it.
What have you read?
Something about Bruce Lee, and then I read my friend's book, Mark Zupan's book. I got halfway through that, and I couldn't read the rest of it.
And, you know, you should try audiobooks.
Yeah, try audiobooks, but I don't know about your audiobook. I heard your audiobook on about what kind of music you like in the jukebox and shit. I feel like I've already heard the audiobook.
You heard 11 seconds of a fucking 290 page.
Does it get way better after that?
Well, that's just a list that's in the book. It's not the only thing in the book.
I'm fucking with you, man. I know it's a good book. You're a smart dude. People, everyone makes fun of you, like it's Bubba Booey, but you're the producer of the show, so you must be figuring something out because it seems to be working.
It's so, going okay, man. I'm still here. He's still here. And,
what about that, dude? Because has anyone told you that the book, because I hear it all, I listen to the channel. It's Bubba Booey on there. Check out the book. Gary's at the book. Gary's doing this. He's saying this. Gary's at a fucking signing. Now Gary's doing an interview. Now he's got a pre-show about the fucking book. And I'm like, man, this is just my thoughts. No one else has told me this. Is this like, hey, man, blow the shit out of your book because this is it because I'm leaving. I'm going to retire.
No, because, again, I'm going to tell you right now, honest and upfront, I'm not going to make enough off this book to be like, oh my God, I'm set for life.
So wow.
I've been,
But don't you make enough money already?
No.
Why not? Is it like, they only paid the man, huh?
Because I didn't make a lot of money for a good chunk of my career, but I always felt that having a job I love was more important than making money. I might have been able to make money somewhere else and be fucking miserable. And, I like this job a lot. It's fun. I enjoy it. I know it well. It's probably the single thing in my life that I'm the best at, with the exception of maybe being a father. And
throwing a baseball.
And, and I joke around, too. Like, sometimes I'll talk to people and I'll say, the three most important things to me in my life are my wife, my kids, and this job. And sometimes my wife thinks I have them out of order. Sometimes she thinks it's the job, the kids, and her. But those three things are very important to me.
Man, that really freaks me out that you don't make,
I do make good money now, but I didn't.
But only since you've got on Sirius?
Yeah, pretty much.
So if he leaves, you're like, fucking really, dude? I haven't cashed in yet?
No. I'd still have to continue to work, absolutely.
So what would you do?
I would like to try to maybe go produce a TV show with a host or a talent. Maybe a Jason Ellis, as a for instance.
Right. Yeah, I'm going places. I got a TV show coming out soon.
Do you? What channel is going to be on?
I don't know.
Spike?
Probably. That's the one that I would like to go to.
Right.
It kind of suits me. But we'll see.
Like an action show or like a talk show?
It's a show about everything I do. But yes, an action show.
Right. It's not like a set.
I would do a late night show later when I want to move out of radio. I would like to take on the rest of them in a more what's going on today late night show.
And you can work clean, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. I still do announcing gigs for Tony Hawk's G-rated, hey, look at me on the roller coaster demo.
Right, yeah. Right.
The other questions I have, just because I know you got to go, because I know, you probably don't have to go, but you're just so fucking busy, it's stupid, and I don't want to annoy you, because you are doing more radio, which is, I don't want to talk to anybody on the fucking radio, I'm sick of it myself. But I know your brother died and he had AIDS, right? He died of AIDS.
That's true.
Right, so you don't have a problem with gay people?
No, not at all.
On this show, we're doing this thing, because I don't have a, do you think I have a problem with gay people?
Well, clearly not, because there's lots of gay acts that are performed on the show that doesn't seem to bother anybody.
Right, what's a gay act that we do on the show?
Get smacked in the head with a dildo.
Right. I guess that is gay. I never really looked at it like that. You haven't seen the cock, Gary. It's as big as your head.
Right.
So it can't go in your mouth. It's just a massive rubber thing hitting you in the head.
What's not gay about getting hit in the head with a cock?
Right, okay. Yeah, well,
it's funny gay, as opposed to gay.
Thank God. We're going to have another one on here, because I know you obviously get it, but some people think because I punch people that I don't like gays and lesbians, but I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, but do you punch people or do you punch gays and lesbians?
Well, if I punched a gay or a lesbian, it would be for a bit to be funny.
But you punch everybody.
That's right.
That's the whole point. Just because you punch people doesn't mean... That's a really weird leap to make, because you punch people, you hate gays and lesbians.
People do that. Why do that to me all the time.
Then why don't you say because you punch people, you hate blacks? That's the same leap.
No, it's not.
But why, if you punch...
Because gay people usually aren't very good at punching. They're very girly.
Somebody's reading way too much into this, and I don't see you as a funny guy, not a homophobe.
Well, we got a bit where if we lose is this disrespectful? If the loser, when you lose a game on the show, you have to make out with a gay guy. Should be the winner, right?
Well, I can't answer that.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, how could a guy win a contest when he would be asked to do something that is not part of his nature?
Right, but would it be disrespectful for the to gays and lesbians for the loser to make out with a gay dude, but the the proceeds will have like a thing, a little fundraiser that will go to gay rights.
Would it be disrespectful if you did a contest with two gay guys and the loser had to make out with a girl? Is that disrespectful?
Fuck, that's a good one. Hey, Stretch, write that down.
But because it's the same thing. You're turning it around the same way.
That's such a good one.
You're not saying that being gay is bad. You're saying, I'm going to make somebody do something that's against their nature, whatever it is.
Right, so you'd be in the clear with it. You would understand my joke.
Yeah, I don't think you're homophobic.
All right, good. Thank God. I like you, dude. When are you going to have me back on your show? Before it's too late.
Probably after the new year.
You mean when you re-sign?
I hope we re-sign.
But if you don't, I won't be on ever again?
No, it just means you can come on wherever we do our show from next.
So the plan is, even if you're not here, he's not going to stop.
No, Howard made that really clear. He's not stopping.
Oh, okay. So you're golden.
Well, I think so.
You should do a fucking why aren't you on TV? Why don't you just do TV now? David Letterman. Fucking what? I didn't watch it, but what's the fat dude that Howard Stern hates?
Leno?
Yeah, man, he got crazy fat.
And gray.
Yeah, he looks like Santa Claus, but shaven.
Yeah, no, he's a strange-looking man compared to where he used to be.
Why don't you take him out?
I don't know that we'd be ready for later. I'd like to do a show like on HBO or Showtime or something where we just do what we do.
Yeah.
And still be funny.
Yeah. You should do that. I would watch it.
I appreciate it.
I think people should buy your book if they read books. If they don't read books, just stay on here. I'll talk you through it.
It's a funny cover. If you don't read books, just buy it, put it on your coffee table. People can laugh at the cover.
That's because it's your face from when you were old school.
Ninth grade.
Nobody looked good in ninth grade, so don't even worry about it. They Call Me Bubba Booey. That's the book. It's out now. You can get it. And if you get it enough, you'll get a bonus that isn't really enough. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, thanks, Jason. I appreciate the time.
Thanks for fucking calling the show. I really appreciate you doing that.
All right. Take care, man.
Later, mate. There it is. Straight off the back, Gary Delabonte calls the Jason Ellis Show to promote his book. I was not ready for that. But that was pretty cool that he gave a fuck to do it.